current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. News Right Now. Offense is best. Quote, "We were doing this dirty work for the United States for nearly 3 decades. And for the West, including Britain, we didn't realize it was a mistake, and we suffered because of it. Had we not joined the war against the Soviet Union and later the war following the events of 9/11, Pakistan's record would have been full of successes." End quote. This is what Pakistani Defense Minister Khawaja Muhammad Asif admitted during a televised interview, a confession without an ounce of remorse. True treachery, spoken about with ease. He speaks of a mistake which they made that cost the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam a huge price. And while they experience this regret, the tensions between Pakistan and India have grown. Tensions that had started since the end of the British colonial rule. Since 1947, 3 wars have already broken out. The most recent incident took place in India when gunmen committed an attack against tourists on a mountain resort in Pahalgam, killing 26 people. New Delhi said that the 2 gunmen were of quote-unquote Pakistani nationals, even though no group has claimed them and Pakistan denies any involvement. India has threatened to attack, which it eventually did, and Pakistan did as they said and struck back. All of this takes place after the U.S. has sanctioned Pakistan, an effort to make it another subordinate state while working to strengthen India so that it may have the upper hand in the region, since India is neighboring both Pakistan and China. Kashmir, a place where our brothers and sisters' blood has been shed for so many years, a place that has been a hotspot of conflict, has yet again been caught in the crossfires between these 2 regimes. And while the light is shed on the nation's borders, the issue isn't a national/regional issue. It's an Islamic issue. For Kashmir is part of our Muslim lands. It belongs to the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The people who are living within it are none other than our brothers and sisters, whom we must urge our armed forces to liberate. O Army of Pakistan, isn't it time to break free from the chains of subordination that they have chained you up in? Isn't it time to demand greatness, not only for Pakistan, but for the entire Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The only way to truly complete your duty of jihad is to fight for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by fighting for the Ummah under a Khilafah al-Rashida, rightly guided caliphate. And when you have fulfilled this obligation, not only will Kashmir be liberated, but the entire Muslim Ummah will be liberated. O lions, if not now, then when? Remember the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he said,
عن ثوبان مولى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن النبي صلى الله عليه قال عصابتان من أمتي أحرزهما الله من النار عصابة تغزو الهند وعصابة تكون مع عيسى بن مريم عليه السلام.
There are 2 groups of my Ummah whom Allah will protect from the fire, a group who will conquer India and a group who will be with Isa ibn Maryam, peace be upon him. Don't let the honor of being protected by the fire pass you. Fight. This is your chance to liberate Kashmir and establish the Khilafah al-Rashida. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.